friends. This is your favorite teacher, Champa Sarkar, and I'm back here to inspire you about the value of life. Let me tell you a story in this regard. A student went to a teacher and asked teacher, what's the value of life? The teacher gave him one stone and said, find the value of this stone. But remember, don't sell it. The student took the stone to an orange seller and asked the orange seller its cost. The orange seller saw the shiny stone and said, you can take 12 oranges and give me the stone. The student denied to sell the stone because his teacher had asked not to sell it. Further ahead, he came across a vegetable seller. What could be the value of this stone? He asked the vegetable seller. The vegetable seller saw the shiny stone and said, take one sack of potatoes and give me the stone. The student again denied and said that he couldn't sell it. Further ahead, he went to a jewelry shop and asked the value of the stone to the shop owner. The shop owner inspected the stone closely and said, I will give you $5 million for this stone. But when the student denied, the jeweler said, all right, take $20 million, but give me the stone. The student explained that he couldn't sell the stone. Further ahead, he saw a precious stone shop and asked the seller the value of the stone. When the precious stones dealer saw the big ruby, he laid down a red cloth and put this ruby on it. When he walked around the ruby, bent his head and touched his head in front of the ruby. From where did you bring this priceless ruby? He asked. Even if I sell the whole world and my life, I won't be able to purchase this priceless stone. Stunned and confused, the student returned to the teacher and told what had happened. Now tell me, what is the value of the law of life? Teacher said. Teacher further said, child, you have already got the answer from the orange seller, from the vegetable seller, from the jeweler, and from the precious stone seller, who has already explained you the value of life. Child, you may be a precious stone, even priceless, but people will value you according to their financial status, according to their level of information, according to their risk-taking ability, and according to their level of thinking. But don't worry, dear. Do not fear. You will surely find someone in your life who will deserve your true value. So friends, it doesn't matter from where we come from, how much money we have. What matters is that the place we choose to live and who is around us, we too can see priceless value, and we also should have the ability to help them to see the hidden ruby inside them. Thus, it all makes difference the people who live around you and who cares you and who really admire your value. And if we find such people around us, It really makes difference in life. Thank you. Friends, this is your favorite teacher, Champa Sarkar, and I'm back here to inspire you about the value of life. Let me tell you a story in this regard. A student went to a teacher and asked teacher, what's the value of life? The teacher gave him one stone and said, find the value of this stone. But remember, don't sell it. The student took the stone to an orange seller and asked the orange seller its cost. The orange seller saw the shiny stone and said, you can take 12 oranges and give me the stone. The student denied to sell the stone because his teacher had asked not to sell it. Further ahead, he came across a vegetable seller. What could be the value of this stone? He asked the vegetable seller. The vegetable seller saw the shiny stone and said, take one sack of potatoes and give me the stone. The student again denied and said that he couldn't sell it. Further ahead, he went to a jewelry shop and asked the value of the stone to the shop owner. The shop owner inspected the stone closely and said, I will give you $5 million for this stone. But when the student denied, the jeweler said, all right, take $20 million, but give me the stone. The student explained that he couldn't sell the stone. Further ahead, he saw a precious stone shop and asked the seller the value of the stone. When the precious stones dealer saw the big ruby, he laid down a red cloth and put this ruby on it. When he walked around the ruby, bent his head and touched his head in front of the ruby. From where did you bring this priceless ruby? He asked. Even if I sell the whole world and my life, I won't be able to purchase this priceless stone. Stunned and confused, the student returned to the teacher and told what had happened. Now tell me, what is the value of the law of life? Teacher said. Teacher further said, child, you have already got the answer from the orange seller, from the vegetable seller, from the jeweler, and from the precious stone seller, who has already explained you the value of life. Child, you may be a precious stone, even priceless, but people will value you according to their financial status, according to their level of information, according to their risk-taking ability, and according to their level of thinking. But don't worry, dear. Do not fear. You will surely find someone in your life who will deserve your true value. So friends, it doesn't matter from where we come from, how much money we have. What matters is that the place we choose to live and who is around us, we too can see priceless value, and we also should have the ability to help them.
to see the hidden ruby inside them. Thus, it all makes difference. The people who live around you and who care for you and who really admire your value. And if we find such people around us, it really makes difference in life. Thank you.